This trial was also closely watched in New York's Adirondack Mountains. That's where Andrew Goodman's family spent the summers before he was murdered. Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio reports from the village of Tupper Lake, New York.
Andrew Goodman's family was wealthy and well-connected. In the summer of 1964, when Goodman was just 20 years old, he made one last visit to their mountain retreat. Bill Frenette, a friend of the family and a local historian, says Goodman was eager to do something really good.
He knew he was born into wealth, and he felt compelled to go down there and help these people register so they would have a say.
Frenette says the community here was stunned by what happened next. He reads from a local news article printed a few days after Goodman vanished.
The civil rights struggle waged with increasing bitterness in recent months and observed with detached interest by most of us as something largely outside our experience took on reality earlier this week with the disappearance under apparently tragic circumstances of a volunteer.
Frenette has black and white photographs of Goodman. He looks painfully young, but also thoughtful and intense, a little like Jack Kerouac. His murder nagged at Frenette for decades. Yesterday, on the day that the jury reached its verdict in Mississippi, the anniversary of the day Goodman vanished, Frenette followed the mountain trail that the Goodman brothers used to hike every week. They rambled through ferns and witch hop, playing and exploring.
If we were to have gone directly up, it's very, very steep. Hands and knees, it's that steep. That's how the boys went.
The trail opens out on a rocky summit. The sky is shimmering blue. Frenette points out a slab of granite where the Goodman boys painted their names.
Yeah, there it is. I see the G.
The letters are faded now, nearly erased by 40 years of sun and snow. But Frenette has won permission from the federal government to rename this summit Goodman Mountain. The official name will be here forever, he says, reminding people of Andrew Goodman's sacrifice. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.